Apple will launch not one, but two new iPhones this week. So who's jumping on board with the new iPhone 5S or 5C? Well, indicators can be found by looking into some of the activity on eBay. And on the line to discuss is Nicolette Murray, the Buyer Experience Director at eBay. G'day, Nicolette.
G'day, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. Now, let's set this up. How many phones are bought and sold on eBay in Australia?
Well, Australians are pretty obsessed with mobiles, yeah. So not only actually buying phones, but also using phones. So in the first half of this year, there were about 200,000 mobile phones bought on eBay Australia, and about 5 million mobile accessories. And we know that Australians are ahead of the curve when it comes to using mobiles, so this certainly is not likely to change.
And then what do we generally see happen on eBay when a major handset is announced? I mean, obviously we had the latest from Samsung, and now we've got the new Apple handset coming up this week.
Yeah, well, we see two major types of behaviours happen. Firstly is that straight away people start to think about upgrading their phones. And what that means is they start to investigate selling their old phones to help fund the upgrade. And we've discovered that about half of smartphone owners would sell something they own so that they can buy something that they really wanted. So selling their old phone to fund an upgrade. And the other thing that we notice is that lots of people start to look to buy some of these, both the new and the old models, on eBay. So we see a surge in searches for different models, whether it's the iPhones or the Samsung Galaxies. And people are buying both new, brand new phones, so they're looking for the brand new model that's just come out, or they're looking to buy the previous model and get it at a cheaper price, which is great.
So you think perhaps come next week there could be some bargains to be found on maybe some iPhone 4Ss and iPhone 5s?
Absolutely. And what we're seeing is actually there's a huge opportunity for people who are wanting to make a bit of extra money and sell their old version, because the search attempts for the different models of iPhones and Samsung Galaxies far outweigh the available supply. So there's a huge opportunity to make a bit of extra money as well.
And I guess while people have the opportunity to recycle their phone using various methods, perhaps this could be a way to go about recycling it and having it reused and making a few more dollars than some of the recycling programs.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you think about what's happened with phones over the last 20 or so years, it used to be that you'd replace your phone maybe every 5 years or so. Now with these new models coming out so frequently and people wanting to switch and upgrade to the latest device, their old phones are actually still working really well. So it's not like they're a phone that nobody can use anymore. So there's a big market out there for reusing the phones rather than just putting them straight into recycling.
What is the most popular mobile device on eBay at the moment?
Well, based on sales, we're seeing three times as many iPhones being sold per hour than Samsung Galaxy smartphones. So that indicates that iPhones are going really well. It could also, however, indicate that there are lots more older models of iPhones out there, because Aussies in the past have been much more of an iPhone user base. So we expect that the Samsungs will start to increase as there are more and more people looking to upgrade their Samsungs.
Okay, and finally, any tips for people buying a mobile device on eBay?
Really just start to figure out what model you're looking for. And you can do that through a variety of methods on sites like CNET that can help you decide what type of phone is the right one for you. I also find that asking friends and using their phones helps to give a good indication of what type of user experience you really like. And just start looking around for them, because there's heaps available. So it's really just a matter of having a look and choosing the one you like.
And perhaps try buying from a reputable seller is a good start too, hey?
Absolutely. So always looking at the sellers that are available. But what we find is that most of the time you'll get a really great experience. So it's worth giving it a go.
Excellent. Thanks very much. That's Nicolette from eBay Australia. Thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks, Andy.